Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is none other than Minister Sadie Elliott. Sorry for being a little bit later. We had to put it down on kind of doctor's appointment, but praise be to God, I still made it in time. Well, I have a few words of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this day, for such a wonderful and a beautiful and a glorious day in the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for every person that will tune in today, dear Heavenly Father. Every person that has something that they would like to share on the topic today, dear Heavenly Father. Cover each, every one of them with the blood of Jesus, dear Heavenly Father. We give you praise this morning. We give you honor, dear Heavenly Father, because you alone are worthy to be praised. In Jesus' precious holy name, amen and thank God. Well, we have a call on the air. And I think she has to go to work, so we're going to get her in right now. Good afternoon, caller. You're now on the air. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, how are you today?
Good, how are you?
Just fine. I'm having, as you know, I'm late getting in from a doctor's appointment, and the weather's bad here, and I hear a little frying on the phone, but I'm going to see if I can go on through with the show. As scheduled. And today we are talking about the second coming. And I know you're going to be pushed for time because you have to leave, but I'll let you go ahead and give a little bit of what you wanted to say this afternoon, and then I'll come on back on.
I'm just going to listen today, okay?
Huh?
I'm just going to listen today.
You listen today? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay, then.
Can you hear me?
Okay, yeah, I can hear you real good.
Okay.
Today our topic is the second coming. And the world is sick. Every newspaper you pick up nowadays, every radio station you listen to, and your TV newscaster is confirming it exactly what's going on in the world today. And as I picked up the paper today at the doctor's office, I was reading the paper I took in with me on so many things that's happening, not only with the financial situation, mothers killing their children, husbands killing their wives. It's so much chaos is going on in the world today. And as we read in Revelation, it was telling us about all these things that will come about, but it yet is not the end. We are all going through something right now, and we all need to be praying day and night. And there is no peace anywhere between nations. You see every day nations against nations, within cities. Things are happening in cities that you never dreamed possible to happen. Even within your own home, even within the individual. And we ask ourselves, why? That three-letter word, why? But then as we check the scriptures, we see the Prince of Peace, the creator of all things, has been rejected. That means Satan don't have long to reign. With all these things going on, God is still in charge. His words have been cast aside. His laws broken, people going against what the word of God said. They're breaking every law possible that they could break. His world is polluted. It's polluted by man and woman that's walking upon the face of the earth. And we as children of God and saints of God have to be about our God's business, doing what he has predestined for us, that he has called us to do. We have to be about his business. And, you know, when I thought about his word being polluted, so that even the fish, the animals, the whole creation groan and travail in pain of what's going on right now. Whether man realizes it or whether they're admitting, he too groans for a physical and a spiritual escape for the few who will follow instruction. You know, you tell people things now, but a lot of them don't want to follow the instruction of God. Mm-hmm. For the rest, everything will go from bad to worse, even to horrible. As you look around you, just in your neighborhood, you don't even have to go to a third world country. Just check your neighborhood, your cities, and it'll tell you what's going on. Jesus is coming to take his true children out, then let the world go to the devil. Yes, God is going to permit Satan to actually rule in person on this earth. You see, that's happening right now. So we as women and men of God, we got to get our act together. We got to know that we know who we're serving. We can't have two masters. We're either going to serve one and hate the other. And we better love Jesus and follow his commandments. Although God's prophet foretold many explicit signs of Christ in the word of God, first coming, most people missed him. Likewise, God has given many definitions and signs that points to the second coming of Jesus. We got to be sure that we don't miss it. Just like I be wanting to hear from God, I have to cut off every distraction, everything, because I want to hear what God is saying. And I know you all today, y'all want to hear what God is saying to you about not only in your home, in your cities, in your community, exactly what's going on. He's foretold that in the scripture. And as I was reading the word of God, 2 Timothy 3, 1 and 4 said, this know also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetousness, boastful, proud, blaspheming, disobedient to parents, that's children, unthankful. Think about how many people is walking around so unthankful for what God have given them and doing. Unholy, without natural affection, trust breakers, false accuser. How many times you know people are false accusing people? Right in the church. Inconsistent, furious, despise of those that are good, traitors, haters, high-minded, lover of pleasure more than lovers of God. We have all that going on right now. That is happening right now in the world today. And we got to be mindful of what's going on. Jesus said conditions just preceding what I just said, his return would be as in the days of Noah. Eating, drinking, marrying, and earth filled with violence. We can see that going on. Have you ever seen so much going on, how the people are drinking, eating, being married, not listening and heeding to the word of God, not listening to sound doctrine, marrying each other when God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. You know, you have to see the signs of the time that's going before your very eyes right now. And as I was reading, I was looked in Luke, the 17th chapter, the 26th and the 27th verse. Also, if you have your Bibles, turn to that. Or if you have your paper and pencils, turn to that. When you have time, or write it down. I have various scriptures that you could go to today, even in Genesis 6, 12, and 33. And as I turn to Luke 17, for a few minutes, and I'm going to read what it says, because it's astonishing what is going on right now in the world today, and that people are not taking heed to God's words. My Bible may read a little different from you today, but I'm going to read Luke 17, verses 26 and 27. And the word of God says, just as it was in the days of Noah, so also will it be in the days of the Son of Man. And 27 say, people were eating, drinking, marrying, and being given in marriage up to the day, nor entered the ark. Then the flood came and destroyed them all. Now just think about that. How, when God comes, how things are going to be destroyed. It won't be the same. The first time it came was by water. This time it's going to be by fire. So we better take heed to the word of God. And as I turn to Genesis, the 6th chapter and the 12th through the 13th verse, it was saying, now the earth was corrupt in God's sight and was full of violence. And verse 12 says, God saw how corrupt the earth had become, for all the people on earth had corrupt their ways. When you read that and you see what's going on right now, you can't help but go to the word of God and see that you see the signs of the time. And their ears were deaf to the warnings of God's coming judgment. God is showing you every day the signs of the time. Their only interest was in satisfying the physical, even the violence on every hand, did not turn them to God for his help and protection. My, my, my. This is an exact picture of today, including violence everywhere. You see violence going on everywhere, where children are, and young people are just desecrating everything from the church to the schools, to the banks. You see them shooting on subways, people on the highways, on freeways, people just starting up a fight if you pass them. You see violence everywhere. He said it would be also as in the days of Lot. You'll find that in Luke, the 28th chapter and the 30th verse. And I'll go right on there in case you don't have your Bible. And Luke, the 17th chapter, and the 28th to the 30th verse, and it reads as, just a minute, okay. Oh, my, my, my. God is just so good today. It was the same in the days of Lot. people were eating and drinking, buying and selling, planning and building. But the day Lot left Sodom, fire and sulfur rained down from heaven and destroyed them all. You see what's happening? You can read it right there for yourself in the scripture. And Genesis, the 18th chapter and the 20th verse, if you have your Bible, turn that for you, because we're going from Bible today to let you know what I am saying comes strictly from the Word of God. It's nothing that I'm saying from the top of my head, out of my mouth, but that's going to be preceded from the Word of God. And in Genesis, the 8th chapter and the 20th verse, the Word of God says, "Then the Lord said, the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is so great, and their sin is so grievous." My. Then I'll jump to 21, "that I will go down and see if what they have done is as bad as the outcry that has reached me. If not, I will know." My. When you read about that on the second coming, and here they were also living it up. And aside from Lot, no one feared God. You know that is man and woman have gotten so, they're living so treacherously and violent now that they don't even fear God. And no one feared God. It was a city of homosexuality. How much more can the world itself and the people take? All the men of the city, both old and young, who are abominable in the Lord's sight, so that he destroyed all but Lot and his two daughters. Now just think, when God threw and the city was destroyed, the only people left was Lot and his two daughters. What tell you now for the world that's going on? That you better read what the Word of God says. You better be on time. You better be reading and praying, because God is not playing with none of us. We better be doing and finding what the Word of God says. The alarming numbers of homosexuals and their increased boldness in the last few years is as an unmistakable sign of Christ's return. When you pick up your paper every day or look at your news or hear on the radio, as much as going on with homosexuality, lesbianism, that's abomination. That's abomination. That's in the Word of God. And in Daniel, you read that they wrote, "at the time of the end, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased." You'll find that in Daniel 12 and 4. "Crowded outposts, highways, and etc. attest that people are on the move." I just got in off a major freeway, coming in, making it to the broadcast. People are coming and going. Minds are not together behind the wheel of a car. You don't know what some people may do the next minute. And if you're not rooted and grounded in God, it took over 5,800 years for man to discover and harness electricity, to invent a car and more for an airplane. But since there has been a knowledge explosion, not only scientific, but never have there been so many schools and students in every country. Look what's happening to the schools, to the children in the schools. They're not safe anywhere. They're not safe. They used to could be safe in the school. So many things are happening where people are calling in about bombs, children being raped in the bathrooms, in the hallways. Nothing is safe no more. You have to have God with you every day, every moment, every minute, every second of the hour. And if you have your Bibles open, turn to Matthew 2:24-7. And it says, "For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdoms against kingdoms. And there shall be famine and pestles and earthquakes in divers places. Now just think about what I just said. That's coming from the word of God. Just like we seen and heard about Haiti last month. How earthquakes in divers places. You can dissect that for yourself. You can go into the word of God yourself and read what God is telling you, what's to come, what's happening. All these signs are obvious, present right now as never before in history. Even though he said only his Father knew the day and the hour of his return. Jesus said a close approximation could be known. And if you stay in the word of God in Matthew 24 and verse 14, it says, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. God wants the word of God to go throughout the world, through all nations. He don't want it just here in America. He wanted to reach to the utmost part of the earth. As you listen to gospel program, they are, you know, beaming around the world. We have TBN and different ones that we listen, even Blog Talk, where we able to come on by airway to tell the people what thus saith the Lord from the word of God. I hope quite a few people are listening to this message today on the second coming, because it's in the word of God. It's nothing new you've heard. I'm not the only one telling you about it today. But you better pay attention, close attention, to the signs of the time. The world and not gospel television programs are going out to the entire world. Viva satellite. And that's happening right now. Matthew 24 and 32 say, now learn a parable of the fig tree. That's symbolic of the nation of Israel. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is near. You know, I was talking with someone the other day, just saying, with the way things are going, you don't even know the seasons anymore. One day it's cold and you got snow, and the next 2 days it's a summer day. The sun is shining pretty. The birds are out, the limbs, the leaves are coming out on the tree. That's the signs of the time to let you know what God said is being fulfilled. And as I was reading the word of God, and I went back to some scriptures, God was fulfilling his promise to the Jews. I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all countries, and will bring you into your own land. And I will make them one nation in the land upon the mountains of Israel. And the desolate land shall be tilled, whereas it lays desolate in the sight of all that pass by. My. Only God can keep a dead, scattered nation intact for over 2,500 years and bring it to life again. And as you read Ezekiel 37, putting forth leaves, when you have time, open up your Bible to Ezekiel 37 and read that whole chapter. Only God can keep a dead, scattered nation. Only God can come into your life right now and change whatever is going on with you right now. No matter what, if you have loved ones that's not saved, you can go before God and say, pray to God, save your loved ones. Whether it be your husband, your sister, your mother, your father, your grandchildren, your aunt, your uncle, your neighbor, your cousin, people down the street, your neighbor, you can go to God and ask God, because he's the only one to keep a dead, scattered nation intact. And if he can keep a dead nation intact, bring it back. What about you? What about you? And in Matthew 24:33, it says, also likewise, ye, when you shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily, I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all, the word say, till all these things be fulfilled. These things shall come to pass. Yes, I'm saying yes today. Everything is set for the escape. When God's wrath comes, you won't be able to hide. It's nowhere you can hide for when the wrath of God comes. Matthew 24 and 27 say also, Matthew 40, I hope you're getting these scriptures down so in your prayer time, in your salute time, you can go in and read Matthew 24, verse 27, and also Matthew 40, 44. Then say, two shall be in the field, one shall be taken, that's in the word of God, and the other one left. Two women shall be grinding, the one shall be taken, and the other one left. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man come. We don't know the day, the hour, or the time, or the minute when God will return. But he's telling us, we're reading it in the word every day. We're hearing it on the TV, the radio, nationwide, the signs of the time. And if you turn your Bible to 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter, the 16th verse and the 17th verse. And these are the words of the Lord, not Sadie, but the words of the Lord. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangels, and with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Just about the dead in Christ shall rise first. That means those that's dead in the sea, they're going to rise. Those that's in the cemetery around the world, they're going to rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air. Woo! And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Oh, my mind, we have a caller that have come on the air. Good afternoon, caller. You are now on the air. Would you like to say something?
Yeah, I'd like to say one thing.
Yes.
You are a dirty nigger.
Huh?
Once again, you are a dirty nigger.
I'm just, oh, you know, everything I'm saying, sir, is coming from the word of God. And I hope as you read the, word.
Your show sucks.
Well, that's okay. Well, thank you. Someone really enjoyed, and we thank you for coming on to tell us that. And as you go through your day, remember.
Shut up.
Remember, God loves
you. Shut up.
And you know, as we were saying, nothing is ever destroyed, although it may change form. So no matter where or what form a dead body has, God will use it as a seed from which to bring forth the new, incorruptible, glorified body to unite with the spirit that has already been with him. And you know, God is so good. Because when you think about everything that's gone on in the world today, whether you want to accept it or not, it's in the word of God. And we think everybody that's listening today, you don't have to agree with me, but when you pick up the word of God, it's self-explanatory. It's in the word of God on his second coming. And just before At the same time, or just after this great event, as we read, you can go in Ezekiel 38 and 39. It's going to give you more confirmation on things that I'm telling you right now that you can read for yourself. And Ezekiel 38 and 13 say, God, however, terminated the war with a tremendous earthquake, huge hailstone, and the slaughter of 560 of their army. You'll find that in Ezekiel 38:18-23, also 39:1-19. So for all of you all that think what I'm saying, you know, it's not in the Word of God, just pick up the Word of God. Turn on your TV today. Turn on your radio. You're going to hear about even they had an earthquake in China, Dominican Republic, Haiti. All that's happening that you're reading in the paper, you've seen on your TV, it's in the Word of God. And I thank God for taking me to the Word of God because evidently this topic is needed. Because a lot of people do not want to hear sound doctrine. And it's coming from the Word of God. It's not coming from me, but it's coming strictly. That's why I'm giving scripture so you can sit down, write it, read it yourself, and see what he's saying. Their weapons are burned for 7 years, the length of the terrible tribulation which follows. The Word of God telling you about the tribulation. A world leader, meaning the Antichrist, and we have them everywhere, is acclaimed as he deceived the whole world with all power and signs and lying wonders. You'll find that in 2 Thessalonians 2:9. With the Holy Spirit having taken the church, meaning the church is the bride to heaven, God will send his two witnesses, Enoch and Elijah, the only two who have never died. It is appointed unto man once to die. You'll find that in the Word of God. Eliminating Moses as one of them, the Holy Spirit would be upon them and minister in the world in the same manner that he died and did in the Old Testament period. You'll find that in Revelation 11 chapter 3-12. In your prayer time, quality time, pick up your Word of God and read it. You'll be surprised on what you read in the Word of God pertaining to this topic. They shall prophesy, have power to shut down heaven that it rain not, to turn water to blood, and to smite the earth with all plagues. When they have finished their testimony, the beast, which is the Antichrist, shall kill them. For 3.5 days, their bodies lie in the streets of Jerusalem. Suddenly, they come back to life and ascend into heaven in a cloud. Read your word. You're going to find everything I'm saying right now. During this period, 144 million virgin male Jews have been sealed and accepted Jesus as Messiah with a vast number of Gentiles, undoubtedly resulting from the testimony of the two witnesses. He said, where two or three are gathered in thy name and you touching and agree, he'll be in the midst. No matter who come up against you, when you talking what's right and you doing what the Word of God says, he's going to be right there. He's going to speak. He's going to up. He will hold you up no matter what slander, whatever going against you. This is in the Word of God. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. This group of people have to have their faith tested. And your faith is going to be tested every day, whether in person, whether by radio, whether by TV, whether on your job, your faith is going to be tested. And as have all the rest of God's children, many erroneous teachers that the rapture take place at this time because these things will happen. This will go on. And I'm referring to those at Saints. The church age saints have already been caught up to be with the Lord. The next mention of the 144 is when they are singing a new song before the throne, having been redeemed from the earth. You'll find that in Revelation, the 14th chapter, 3 through 5. And at the end of the first 3.5 years, the devil is forever cast out of heaven and enter into the Antichrist. He is given power over all kind tongues and nations for, it says, 3.5 years. But Revelation 12:12 say, woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is coming down unto you, having great wealth, because he knoweth that he has but a short time. The enemy knows he have a short time. You don't have to fight with anybody. You don't have to disrespect nobody. You can just take them to the word of God. And it's in the word that they will find every answer that they need, every problem, everything that they go through from day to day. They can find it in the word of God. Revelation 13:16 say he causes all to receive a mark in the right hand or in the forehead that no man might buy or sell, save he that has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name, 666. And I know you read it in the word of God. You've heard people talk about that 666. Identification by number is widespread because of the stealing and losing of credit cards. We're using that for example. Your Social Security card. The danger of carrying cash, possibility of accidents or purposely misapplying funds by computer number. They have all your information. When you apply for a credit card or you apply for anything, they're asking for your identification. You know, you can't go anywhere. If the policeman stops you, he asks you for identification. If you call a jury duty, you need your identification. If you go to the store and you're not paying cash, you need identification to use a credit card, to use a check, debit card. Just think. They have, and this is already telling you in the word of God, the danger of carrying cash. Even carrying cash, you can be robbed. Then you have to use whatever else you may have later to do what you need to do. The ever-increasing number of checks, a plan is being worked out to replace these with a mark on the individual, a preference on the hand or the head. A lot of banks, as you very know, those of you that use cards, they have gone paperless to so many things where you don't have to use checks anymore. You can go by computers and put your information. You can pay your bills by computer. That's showing you which way the world is going now. And Revelation 14:11 say, and the smoke of that torment ascend up forever and ever. And they have no rest day or night who worship the beast and his enemy. And whosoever receives the mark of his name. He take over the Jewish temple in Jerusalem and declared himself to be God, exalting himself above all that is called God or that is worship. My, my, my. He makes war with the remnant of Jews who realize he is not God and that Jesus was their Messiah. They fled to the wilderness where God protected them for 3.5 years. And for you all that want to read the scriptures where you can find out different information, I'm going for the next things. It will be Revelation, the 12th chapter, 13 through 17. Matthew's the 24th chapter, 15 to 22, and 2 Thessalonians, the 2nd chapter, the 4th, 9th, and 10th verse. In addition to the beastly rule of the Antichrist, God will pour out his great wrath with unbelievable worldwide catastrophe, including the sun, so hot it scorches men. Just think about that. Terrible famine and plague with people. Right now you see famine going out throughout the land. You've seen plagues throughout the land. This year, it was a flu epidemic that hit the land, that they had to come up with the antidote, some type of medication for it. Garnishing their tongues for pain. You know, when you read the word, you can't help but think about the second coming of Christ. Whether you want to believe it or not, it will come. And we better be prepared spiritually, because we don't know when he's going to do it, when he's coming, but he's telling you in the word of God that he shall return. The sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light. And the stars shall fall from heaven, and the power of the heaven shall be shaken. You read that in Matthew's, the 24th chapter, and the 29th verse. This is all talking about the second coming of God. And if you're not prepared to meet God in the air, just think about where you're going to be. And as I was reading further on, there was a great earthquake such as was not since men were upon the earth. Every island fled away, and the mountains was not found. You'll find that in Revelation, the 16th chapter, 18 through 21. At the end of this period, the beast and the armies of all nations gathered together in Israel to war against Jesus. You'll find that in Revelation, the 19th chapter and the 19th verse. Also, you can go to Zechariah, the 14th chapter and the 2nd verse, who descended from heaven with his saints. And Zechariah 14 and 5, Revelation 19, 11 through 19, you can read that also, quickly ends the war. But when you go back to Zechariah 14, 5, and 15, cast the beast and his helpers. He talk about false prophets. He talk about into the lakes of fire. He talk about binding Satan and casting him into the bottomless pit for 1,000 years. At last, the earth has rest. And as he reigns over it from Jerusalem for 1,000,000 years of peace, you can go to Zechariah, the 14th chapter, 20th and the 21st verse. Also Isaiah, the 11th chapter, 5 through 9. The important thing is to be ready. That's what I can tell everybody. Be ready. You don't have to listen to the program. Just pick up your word and be ready. You don't have to hear what somebody else saying if you don't want to. You have a choice. But all I can tell you still today, be ready. You better be ready, because you don't know when your soul is going to be required of the Lord. But no one gets to heaven after the rapture without being martyred or dying from hunger, thirst, or exposed to the sun, for refusing to take the mark of the beast as indicated by Revelation 7, 14, and 16. So if you don't want the mark of the beast, you better be praying and doing what God says doing. Now, he's giving you a chance. Those that are still listening to the program, whether it's morning, noon, or night, those that don't have a problem with the second coming of Christ, those that know that they want to go back and reign with God, for any escape, implicitly following, for of all instruction is imperative. Everything Jesus said was important. But many have passed over lightly a very important instruction, which is given to you in Matthew's, the 25th chapter, 1 through 13. All 10 was virgin implying purity and separation. In the word of God, it was saying all was expecting the bridegroom's arrival. That's in the word of God. The word of God also said all went out to meet him. All had lamps that were burning. They all went to sleep. They all arose at the announcement of his coming. Five went in with him to the marriage, but the other five, in spite of acknowledging him as Lord, were shut out and heard the dreadful statement, "Verily, I say unto you, I know you not." Present tense. There was only one difference in the two groups. One had extra oil there, but their lamp had not gone out. And oil, as a lot of you wonder why we use oil in the body of Christ, oil is a symbolic of the Holy Spirit. So a lot of you all that's listening to the program today, I hope you have some oil at home. Well, you pray over it, anoint yourself from your head to your feet, because that is symbolic of the Holy Spirit being right there with you. When you pray, anoint yourself, cover yourself, because as the word of God said in Matthew, it's not me saying it, the word of God said, and I know you've read it. If you haven't tore it out of your Bible, it's still in your Bible. It's telling you about the 10 virgins, five that was wise, five that was foolish. That means if you're not getting your house in order now, when he come back, he's going to say, "Depart from me." You don't want him to say, "Depart from me, workers of iniquity." You don't want God to say that to you. You want to be in right standing with God. You want to be found worthy. You don't want him to come and catch you with your work undone. What a pathetic and tragic scene to have been so close at the door, and the door was shut in your face. She's expecting the arrival of the one they called Lord, having lamps which have been burning. Surely he would not keep them out for the lack of such a little thing. Now just think, it's the little things that's destroyed the vine. It's those little things that's going to keep you out of heaven if you don't ask for forgiveness and get it right now. This is the dressing room. This is the making up room for you to get it back, because you don't know when your name is going to be called, when your ticket is going to be punched. And do you want to go to heaven or do you want to go to hell? Do you want to continue on living in sin, or do you want to ask God for your forgiveness now? Because it's going to come upon in time in your life that you may not be able to ask him for forgiveness. But he's giving you all the opportunity time now to turn from your wicked ways and hear from heaven. Oh, Jesus, had they not tried at the last minute to buy more oil, it was too late. It was too late. He gave us opportunity after opportunity after opportunity to get it right. And between Adam and Noah, many had lived and died believing in and serving God, knowing nothing about an ark. However, when the flood came, only those who entered the ark were saved. That's the same way. It may be a flood in your life today, and you need to go to the word of God. You need to call God for yourself. The preacher is good, the evangelist, the prophet, the teacher. But when God calls your name, he's going to call your name. Whether it's Jim, whether it's Laura, he's going to call you by your name. Are you ready to meet God? Just think about that today. When you think about all the negative things and the bad things you said about somebody and everything you ridicule them, you got to go back to and ask God to forgive you. Even our caller that came on the air, I hope God deal with their mindset, because they got to meet God one day. And every idle word that you say that was not of God, out of the word of God, you got to give an account for that. So I bless them. I'm going to pray for them because I know they need much prayer and much power. Through the centuries, people have lived and died believing in and serving Jesus. But to be alive and caught up when the bridegroom comes may require this extra all. Therefore, all who consider themselves Christians should search their heart today, their thinking, their belief, and sincerely ask the Lord to show them, is there more of the Holy Spirit that they have not received, and be willing to humble themselves to receive it? My. For it is better to be safe than sorry. When the church is raptured, the bride of Christ is complete, and no more will be included. So you have to think about that today, audience. Search your heart. Not my heart. Search your heart. Search your thinking. Not my thinking. Your thinking. Not my believing, but your believing, because you got the answer to God for yourself, no matter who he is, what walk of life you are, what lifestyle you live in. You have to go to God individually for yourself. And that receive and willing to humble yourself. You got to come humble. You got to have tremendous power, flawless equipment, totally dedicated and dedicated, put man on the moon. When you think about that. Only the tremendous power of the Holy Spirit, complete cleaning of flesh and spirit, total dedication would rapture out the believer. If the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he shall also quicken your mortal body by his spirit that dwelleth in you. You'll find that in Romans the 8th through the 11th. With such evident faithfulness and fulfillment of prophecy that's in the word of God, up to this point, there is no doubt as to literally fulfillment of the rest. Is there anything or anyone worth holding on to at the expense of missing the rapture? Think about that, audience. Is there anything or anyone worth holding on to at the expense of missing the rapture? Do you want to miss the rapture by holding on to sin? Something that's keeping you down? Something that will not be able to save you today? Think about that. Read your Bibles further on to Mark the 8th chapter, 35 and 36. What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? That can go for one man too. Where they say, what shall it profit? Instead of us putting man, put your name there. If he shall lose the whole world and lose his own soul, put your name there. Are you willing to lose? Are you willing to gain? Don't you want to gain the whole world and not lose your soul? God doesn't want you to be lost, to be left here. Have I any pleasures at all that the wicked should die, said the Lord God, and not that he shall return from his ways and live? You'll find that in Ezekiel, the 18th chapter and the 23rd verse. Jesus wants you to be with him. If I go, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. He wants to be your Savior, your baptizer in the Holy Spirit, and your deliverer. If you don't know him in the first row, you can right now. You can turn from your wicked ways right now. For those of you that tuned into the broadcast, we're talking about the second coming. And it's in the Word of God. Everything that I have said, I gave you scriptures to go to. For Matthews, Ezekiel, Mark, Revelation, Luke, 1 John, you read everything about the second coming. Earthquakes, perilous time, everything, famine, plagues upon the land, it's in the Word of God. And in this here, I'll just say, in my innermost being, I realize this world is on a collision course. And I don't want to be in the crash. I want to be in that number when the saints go marching into your presence. I am not coming to you out of fear or just an escape, but acknowledging my sinful condition and claiming your blood as my atonement. You shall ask today, each and every one of you, forgive me, cleanse me, make me ready for your coming. Help me to understand about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is so important in each and every one of our lives. For I truly desire all that you have for me. I believe you have saved me. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God. When you go to Luke 21 and 36, the Word of God says, watch ye therefore and pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Again I say, watch ye therefore and pray always. That means if you're in your car, if you're on the bus, if you're on the subway, pray always. If you're at the synagogue, at your church, pray always. In your car, pray. Because you don't know where danger is lurking about. In my last chapter to you today, and verse, is 1 John 3 and 3. Every man that hates this hope in him purify himself, even as he is pure. And when you think about the tribulation period is for the purpose of dealing with God's chosen people who have been scattered among the nation, while a premeditated, gentle bride for Christ has been chosen. My. And made ready to rule and reign with him. And the other purpose is to bring to fruitfulness and judgment the evil economic system, the evil corrupt political system, the false apostate religion, and all the works of the devil. And as you read the word in Revelation 1 and 3, the church is mentioned 30 times in Revelation 1 and 3. Not once thereafter, saints refer to Jews and others. For faith, then begin the wrath of the Lamb. But God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. The church is to be subject to the government of the world, therefore cannot be here to be controlled by Satan. If millions of Christians were still on earth, why would God send two witnesses as his special representation? And as you know, when God sends you out, you go out to minister, evangelize. He sends you out by twos. I'm telling you. Christ returned for bride as a thief in the night. And as in Noah, days of Noah, eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, this speaks of normal living condition, which would not be so in the middle of the 7 years. And by no stretch of the imagination, those at the end, when men will be scorched by the heat of the sun and call them upon the rock and mountains to fall upon them. Do you want a rock to call out for you when you can call out to Jesus yourself? The Old Testament pictures of Christ and his bride is in Genesis, Abraham, with the God the Father, sent his servant, the Holy Spirit, to seek a wife, the church, for his son, Isaac, James, Jesus the Son. Upon Rebekah's acceptance, the servant brought forth jewelry of silver and gold, gifts of the Spirit, and then escorted her back to meet Isaac in the field clouded at the eventide, and then returned to Abraham's dwelling for the wedding. You'll find that in Genesis, back to the first book of the Bible, Genesis, the 24th chapter. And in 2 Thessalonians 2 and 7, confirmed that the Holy Spirit has been taken out of the word so that the wicked one may be revealed. He cannot possibly refer to a human being, for only the Holy Spirit has the power to restrain sin worldwide. So that lets you know you need the Holy Spirit working and operating in your life. In Luke 21 and 36, say, Jesus warned, watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Worthy to escape could not possibly mean strong enough to flee from all of these things I have mentioned. Making God's protection dependent upon human strength instead of watching, praying, and walking in obedience to God's word, so as to stand before the Son of Man, not standing through the tribulation. Mine. And in my closing for today, it is unbelievable that the multitude of believers, even from the frozen north to the tropic, not one place as with Noah and with the Hebrews could stockpile enough of life necessities to live without. The expenditure of 1 cent for food, fuel, electricity, transportation, and etc. God is pouring out the seven seals right now, the seven woes, the seven trumpets, and the seven vials of his wrath. The rapture of the church at end of tribulation, and immediately returns to earth for battle of the Armageddon. My. Eliminating the judgment of work. The giving of rewards, you will find that in 1 Corinthians 12 and 15. And the waiting, the supper of the Lamb, Revelation 19, 1 through 9. That's going to be the most glorious occasion ever to transpire. So today, listeners, those that wanted to hear on the second coming, I hope you was able to get something from what I have said today, going strictly from the scripture on telling you what is to come, what is happening now, and you can read this yourself. It don't take a rocket science to let us know and see the signs of the time, the things that's going on right now. So I hope, as I close the show today, that you encourage yourself through the word of God. And for all the those that don't know God and the pardon of their sin, need to repent. Go to your Bibles, to Romans 10 and 9. And accept Jesus as your personal Savior, because he's Lord of lords and King of kings. He's the only one can forgive you of all the sins, no matter how big, how little. Sin is sin. And he will forgive you for everything you've done, everything you've said. No matter how nasty you was to somebody, God will forgive you. But you have to go in sincerity and ask God today to please forgive me for the things I've done, for the things I've said, for the way I acted, unbecoming to a man, woman, boy, or girl that's listening to this program today. I want you to be blessed. And until next week, keep lifting up Jesus. Keep continuing on coming on. We're giving different topics where God leads us to. And I hope it's something in some of the topics that will bring you closer to the Lord. But as I see the signs of time, where time is winding up, we don't have as long as we have. It's not long as you think. You hear this minute and can be gone the next. So be careful. Make sure your hand is in Jesus' hand. Make sure your mind is on God. Make sure that you have asked him to endow you with the Holy Spirit, with the Holy Ghost, with evidence of speaking in tongues. So this afternoon, give God your heart today. He's standing there. He's at your door knocking right now and saying all you have to do is just come. Just come. All he asks you to come and ask for forgiveness. And until next week, be blessed.
Oh! How many people encouraged tonight?